Kia ora and welcome back. And well, it's very appropriate for a Monday, I have to say. And because Mondays are sponsored by our wonderful friends at Godfrey's Law, we have found fountain of knowledge, Sally on the line. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
How are you going today?
Good. It's always interesting finding the motivation on a Monday, but it definitely helps when you've got done things like this on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I have to admit, I did not want to get out of bed this morning. But that happens sometimes. Now, anyway, we're talking about some limited licenses today. Now, I didn't even know this was a thing. So that might be a good place to start, I think. What exactly is a limited license?
So a limited license is a license which the court can grant in order for to allow someone to drive under certain circumstances when they've been disqualified from driving. However, obviously, it's in the name. There are some limits on who can apply for a limited license.
So, yeah, okay, limits. Obviously, like, if you have to get a limited license, you're obviously traditionally, like, restricted from driving. So when someone gets a license like this, what are kind of the limits they usually get on it?
So there's two sets of limits. There's limits on people who can apply, and then there's also limits to the actual terms of the license itself. So those limits are set out when you're applying, so your lawyer helps you draft that. But the conditions can include things such as the hours and the days you're allowed to drive, what areas you can drive in, the purposes you're required to drive for, and other standard conditions.
So is it something like a job has to apply for you, or can you as an individual apply for a limited license?
So generally they're for people who are looking to drive for or need to drive for their employment, but it also can include people who need to take care of dependents and those sorts of things as well. So there's two thresholds you need to meet or satisfy the court of for a limited license, and these are undue hardship to another person, such as family or an employer, and extreme hardship to yourself. So say you are going to suffer extreme hardship because you'll lose your income if you're not able to drive, or it may cause a big disturbance to your employer or your children, and that could suffice under mm-hmm. hardship.
So how does one go about getting a limited license?
So generally there'll be the first appearance for whatever the person is disqualified for. Then you'll work in with your lawyer and we'll draft an order for you, the affidavits and support. So generally if it's for work purposes, there'll be one for your employer, there'll be one for you, and essentially it's just us explaining to the court why you meet the thresholds, and that can work if you're self-employed as well. Then we'll file those applications with the court, they'll set a date, and then we serve the documents on the police and work in with them if they require any changes, and then it goes to the court on that date to be heard, and the judge will make a decision.
So say you've been accepted and you're granted a limited license, can you just drive away after that, or are there certain like things you have to do to make sure you've got it?
Yeah, no, you can't drive immediately. Once an order is granted, you need to take a copy of the order to VTNZ, and they'll process the actual license. So you actually have to keep a copy of the draft order or the order granted by the court, and then take a copy of your license with you as well when you're driving. If you breach that, it's actually considered an offence, which you may receive further disqualification for.
Well, I have to say, Sally, I love these wee Godfrey's Law bits. I always learn something new, and I'm kind of fascinated by all the little, like, law details. So thank you for shedding some light on this. It's much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'd say if you're confused or you're worried about whether you would be able to get a limited license, it's definitely worth giving us a call and we can talk you through the processes and help you figure it out.
Well, that's a great point, actually. If people are needing law advice on a whole myriad of things, how do they get in contact with you guys?
We're available via our website, or alternatively, they can call 03-366-7469. We're always happy to have an initial chat.
Well, thank you so much, Sally. Do you have a busy day ahead?
Yes, Monday's always busy.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll leave you to it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
Bye. And that was Sally from Godfrey's Law, always opening our eyes up to some extra little details there.